welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I've been wondering why the Democrats have lost so much ground with the average voter, with the blue-collar voter. That was really the strength of the Democratic Party throughout my entire life. And so as I've been, you know, wondering why, you know, people who were blue-collar workers and who relied on Democratic leadership in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s, when Democrats clearly were strong blue collar people, and Robert Reich, in an article in The Guardian, explained it better than I've heard it explained, and simpler than I've heard it explained anywhere. And if you get a chance, read this article. It's the Republican Party. It's terrible. We all know that. So why may Democrats lose to them this year? It's Robert Reich. And let me read a little bit of it, and then we'll have some dialogue. Some commentators think Democrats have moved too far to the left, too far from the so-called center. And he said, this is utter rubbish. You know, much of today's Republican Party is treacherous and treasonous. So why are Democrats facing midterm elections that, according to most political observers, they're likely to lose? Because it's true. We know how low down and dirty the Republican Party is. No question whatsoever. Everybody knows it. Even their own supporters know how low down and treacherous these Republicans are, and treasonous. But yet, they're still in a position to take over leadership in some areas. And the only reason they're in a position to take over leadership is because Democrats, those who used to be Democrats in these Rust Belt areas, have now swung over to the Republican Party. And I often wondered why. Robert Reich stated he had been a Democrat for over 70 years, and that he believes that the Democrats have lost their way. And then he went on to say that these are the reasons. Listen to these, because they certainly make sense. The working class used to be the bedrock of the Democratic Party. And he followed what happened. And this really is at the root of it. You guys remember Bill Clinton? And, you know, many of us cheered the election of Bill Clinton when he came into office. And if you look at what Bill Clinton accomplished and the things that he did, were really detrimental to the middle class workers of this nation, to the blue collar workers of this nation. Bill Clinton, with NAFTA, hollowed out the middle class. He and let's be clear, there were Republicans who voted along the lines with Bill Clinton. It's one of those things that both Democrats and Republicans both agree with when it came to NAFTA. I know it impacted and affected what I was doing at that time in my life. I was in industry, and industry was still strong in this nation. And, you know, we were the machine shop of the world in the city of Milwaukee and the entire Midwest, and people were able to live these robust lives, and there were opportunities. And Bill Clinton came in with NAFTA. It goes back to Tom and money in politics. And so Bill Clinton was bought and paid for. And big business owned him. And he responded to big business. He didn't respond to the average person. Let's get back to what Robert Reich is saying about what took place. And he explained it so well and so simplistic that you understand exactly why we're at the point we are at now. Had Bill Clinton not led the charge for NAFTA and helped destroy the middle class in this country with his North American Free Trade Agreement, maybe, you know, blue collar workers and mom and pop people who struggle in this country would have still been with Democrats. But during the first 2 years of Clinton, Obama and Biden administrations, when Democrats controlled both houses of Congress, they scored some important victories for working families. The Affordable Care Act, an expanded earned income tax credit, and Family and Medical Leave Act, for example. But they also allowed the middle class to hollow out and the working class to sink. Clinton passed free trade agreements without providing millions of blue-collar workers who consequently lost their jobs a means of getting new ones that paid at least as well. Now, I remember when we lost our jobs, and what they offered was, well, you can go back to school and be retrained, is what they were saying at the time. And so many people who were doing all the things that they thought were right wound up losing their jobs. They lost their homes. They lost everything in one fell swoop. And many never recovered. And the anger of that still exists to this day. Clinton passed the free trade agreements without providing, you know, these opportunities for people to recover and get back into the middle class. His North American Free Trade Agreement and plan for China to join the World Trade Organizations undermined the wages and economic security of manufacturing workers across America, hollowing out the vast swaths of the Rust Belt. Live that. And even to this day, many of those Rust Belt states and cities have not regained what they lost. And I understand it was a coup for the business community. And that goes back to what, you know, you talk about money and politics and all of those things. The businesses that had been in this country for a century moved overseas. I never will forget. You can think of places like Harley-Davidson, the motorcycle manufacturer in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that was a beacon. The amount of money that those the people made at Harley-Davidson going back to the 60s, 70s, 80s was unbelievable. But they were allowed to then move manufacturing overseas with the express idea that it would be cheaper for us to purchase these things in this country. When they moved the automobile industry overseas, the response was, we've cut the amount of cost because of what people were making, what the American citizens were making in the automobile factories. Never mind that the automobile factories weren't hurting. They were waxing rich during those times in this nation. But they got greedier. And so what happened was they moved these plants overseas and said to the American people, it will be cheaper when we bring them back into this country. Never happened. The automobile prices never came down. The profits of the companies went through the roof at the expense of the average everyday American person who worked in those shops and in those factories. Here's another thing that really Bill Clinton did that most people you know, either have forgotten or didn't think about. It was Clinton who deregulated Wall Street. This led to the financial crisis of 2008, in which Obama bailed out the biggest banks and bankers, but did nothing for homeowners, many of whom owed more on their homes than their homes were worth. You guys remember that? The housing crisis, the housing bubble, that people lost their homes and have never recovered, while Wall Street continued to wax rich. This is under Democratic leadership. Whether we want to think about it or not, there are people who, even to this day, haven't forgotten that. In their lives, they lost everything. Democrats were in charge. You want to know why people are still angry with Democrats? It is because of those decisions that were made under then President Bill Clinton and even under President Barack Obama that did not side with the average middle class person. They were definitely in opposition. Well, you know, people can argue and say, well, yeah, but Obama brought in the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, he did. But that could not replace what people lost. Before we even needed an Affordable Care Act, each one of these major corporations provided health insurance for all of us. We didn't have to go out and purchase it. The manufacturing companies made so much money before they were moved overseas that they gave you those benefits. Those things happened under Democrats, and there are people who haven't forgotten it. We've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I want to come back to this article because it does explain why the anger and angst. And I don't know how Democrats ever recover, even in the face of just how rotten and low down the Republicans are. I don't know how you get people to forgive losing their homes and everything that they own. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. What do you say? We'll be right back.